All right, I'm here with ocean activist and actor Ted Danson. Ted, if anybody missed your words today, they were very inspiring. What would you like to tell the citizens of Laguna Beach and also the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zink, about offshore oil drilling off the coast of California?
Well, first off, to the community, what a gorgeous place you live in. I've been coming here since I was five. That's 65 years ago. Then about 30 years after that, I was part of a fight to keep offshore oil drilling in Santa Monica Bay, and we succeeded, and here we are again. So this is a fight that's not going to go away. You know, my advice to everybody, you know, when you say no oil and you're against this, you always sound like some environmentalist who wants to hug trees and keep things the way they were. It's really not that at all. This is about the economy of the coastal communities up and down the coast of California and every, you know, coastal state. Look at this. You know, what was it? It was like 20, 30,000 people here, but 5 million people come through a year.
Yep.
And they come here because of the beaches, because of the beauty, because of the restaurants, the great seafood, the hotels. You know, everything is based on and pointing towards the ocean.
We can't sell it out for oil.
No, we can't. And we can't because the reasons are bogus. We're exporting oil now. Why would you put our oceans, you know, our coastal zone, our economy at risk so we can sell oil to another country? So it has nothing to do with national security or our need for oil. It has nothing to do with jobs. Most of the jobs on these rigs are done by experts that are flown in from other parts of this country or other parts of the world. So it has nothing to do with jobs. It doesn't have anything to do with the price of the gas pump, because that's dictated on a worldwide basis, you know, and because of events that we have no control over. So the argument for it is bogus. The argument against it is just very real. It has nothing to do, at the moment it's a bit political because this administration wants to open it up. But I'm on the board of directors of Oceana. I've been doing this fight for years. We kept, along with other groups, Obama administration, from opening up the Atlantic coast, because we went from each mayor's office up and down the coast. We had 150 communities saying no, you know, no, do not open our coastline, our economies to the risk of offshore oil. So this isn't politics. This is our state, our beauty, our economy, our hotels and businesses. And, you know, so it's just, there's no way around the fact that this is a bad idea. It's probably more political than it is even logical. So hold your head high, keep a light heart, and get out there and fight the good fight.
Thank you for helping us win the battle on the West Coast as well. We will keep doing it. Thank you so much for coming out and for everything you do, Mr. Danson.
Yeah, back at you. Thanks.